Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Orange County, season 18, episode 16. Boy, oh boy, and we're not even at the end. This has been a long season. It's been good, don't get me wrong, but it's been a long one. So last week we were on the double decker bus, holding hands, taking in the views of London. But this week, we're basically just throwing everyone underneath the bus. Really, what I want to talk about, because there's so many different things that go on in today's episode, I want to talk about the main dramas. But before I go into that, I want to bring up, wow, Little Miss Drama Free. Shannon was the one who tried to stay out of the most amount of drama. So she went out and saw her daughters. They came up from Paris. So she got to stay out of the heat a little bit, even though it's been a pretty bad trip for her so far. But really, let's get in and down and dirty onto the main dramas. So Jen, she's still wanting answers from Tamara about Tamara digging into Ryan's past, about, like what is she even trying to look for? And that's kind of where we start off this episode. It's kind of a continuation of last episode where she kind of runs into the room and she's shouting at Tamara. She's like legit shouting, swearing. I thought it was really funny because I don't see this with Jen ever.
Yeah, she's very quiet usually.
And to
Low
be
key.
honest, I think that's what everyone wants to do to Tamara. Like, to be honest, I kind of want to shout at Tamara like that too, at that, like,
Oh, I'd fucking ream into her, man.
Yeah, I'd rain fists of fury on her.
I don't
There'd
know
be
her
no
that
holdbacks.
well. This is the first season where I'm meeting her, but like, to be honest, like, okay, so this season, Alexis really bothered me, but I swear Tamara was the true villain of this season. Like, she just, all she
Yeah,
wanted
she's just a bitch.
stir the pot. Like, she's nasty. Like, good for Jen. Like, I wanted to
Yeah.
applaud her for doing
Yeah,
that.
she is. Yeah.
Another funny thing that
It's
we
just too
learned.
bad that Jen will keep
Jen will keep what?
Sorry, keep listening to her. Like she'll keep listening to Tamara. She really, I don't know, she just really believes or really wants that friendship. Like so she I don't know.
Well, it seems that Jen really likes Tamara's partner, her husband. Are they married or?
Yeah, they're
Yeah.
married.
Okay, Tamara's husband, right? So she kind of wants to keep that relationship out of respect for her husband, I think.
But she doesn't have to maintain the friendship with Tamara in order to do that, you know?
Well, she's got to be able to at least just sit in the same room as her. I think at this point she wants to fucking kill her. She wants to, what the f leave my family alone, blah, blah, blah. That was awesome, her yelling at her.
That
I
was
don't even
awesome.
know if it's so much as she wants to maintain a friendship with her, just to be enough on like speaking terms. And Tamara is so like insufferable.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to even just be on speaking terms with her.
Yeah, she should, I can't stand Tamara. I can't stand her. And I used to like her, like I said, many years ago.
So really quickly, stepping away from Tamara for a second, but don't worry, we're gonna get right back into her. Heather learns some, there was some sort of gossip about her. So Katie's daughter, I think her name is Kaylee, the
I think
daughter.
so. Yeah, I
I
think
can't
that
remember.
that's it.
So Kaylee went and she babysat Emily's kids. So she's got two twin boys and they're pretty young. I think they're like 6 years old. So she goes and she babysits them. And then she tells her mother and Tamara that, I was babysitting Emily's kids. And do you want to know what they said to me? They said, we don't like Heather because she's really mean to our mom. And then on the flip side, Emily tells a different version of this where Kaylee came to babysit the kids. And she brought up, oh, do you guys know who Heather is? I don't like her because she's really mean to my mom. So there's kind of a he said, she said scenario there. But Heather's obviously very hurt by this, that little kids are getting brought into it. She's kind of now she's like the Wicked Witch. All these kids are telling horror stories about Heather. And another thing here is Emily's kind of pissed off that Katie's going and repeating this story all around because that puts her friendship with Heather under the test, right? Did Emily actually say something to her boys, like talking shit about Heather? Or is it Kaylee bringing it up to them? What do you guys think on this? Because I know a lot of
I think
times,
Kaylee's, if that's her name, I think Kaylee's like her mom.
that's kind of my suspicion as well.
She's a liar.
I know
That's what
sometimes
I'm.
kids, they hear the adult conversations, but to be
Yeah.
honest, I think they're at the age where like they don't give a shit. Like, oh, okay, whatever, bye. Like, I think they're only 6, so they probably don't even care like if someone was like mean, like unless their mom was like crying about it, but they haven't had any beef recently, so I don't see, where that could come from other
Yeah,
than
it was Katie's daughter for sure. I agree. Yeah, that's what
yeah.
I think too.
Definitely Emily is not talking to her 6-year-old about her friends like that.
And then going back to Tamara, so she just can kind of continues attacking Shannon. That conversation she had with Emily last episode didn't really do too much. But this time she starts doing it at an etiquette lunch. And still at the lunch, Shannon, or no, actually not at the lunch. Later on, Shannon, when they go for that, like they all go hang out at like a pub. It's really not like very housewives coded, but they go over to this pub and Shannon and Heather, they go and have a private conversation, and Shannon tells her like she's pissed off about her bringing up that photo of her all bloody during that accident with the DUI. And then they kind of make up, they kind of each say their piece about, okay, well, I felt used because of XYZ. Shannon's like, I didn't really want everyone else to be hearing about this. And then they kind of just move on from that and go back to the table. But while they're doing that, Tamra is stirring the pot even more. Like she's like a KitchenAid mixer. Like it's not
Yes.
even just a spoon anymore.
She's such a bitch. I fucking hate her.
So what she's wanting to do right now, because she gets caught, digging into Ryan. And Gina had mentioned, like, how do I know you're not going to dig up information on me, Tamara? And clearly, Tamara, even if she's not the one digging up the information, she's going to be the one to bring it up to everyone. Because what she brings up at this table is so inappropriate. There was some sort of investigation into like a domestic dispute, I guess, between Gina and her boyfriend Travis. And the like domestic violence was that someone claims that Gina pushed Travis down the stairs. And like I never wanna like if there's a victim out there or anything like that, I obviously
Yeah.
never want to discredit anyone or anything
Yeah.
like that. But in the case between Gina and Travis, I call absolute bullshit on that. Absolutely not. Nothing like that ever happened. And we
Yeah, I call
hear,
bullshit too on that. But I could see Gina getting, like that hottest
heated.
all-in temper where you can get fucking pissed off and just like shove or whatever, like, and I mean shouldn't and whatever, guy, girl, right? So, but yeah. No, either way, it's not good, right? But just, I'm just thinking of Gina, like, but no, I don't think
Like,
she would at
what
all.
a bitch, Tamara. Really?
Yeah.
Like, you need
Yeah.
to bring up something so stupid like that. And then Gina has to bring up Travis's ex-wife on camera, which is what she's been trying to avoid because, they're actually still technically
Yeah.
married and they're trying to separate, right? And, start a life together. And we kind of I felt like this kind of gave me a clear picture of why they're no longer cohabitating.
Yeah, me too.
This really cleared my vision of what's actually going on. And you hear this a lot with when you're going through a separation and then you get into a new relationship, oftentimes there's a little bit of like there becomes an issue with the new partner because that new partner is like, listen, we gotta close this door. You gotta get the divorce handled. We need to move on from this. And like, here we go. Because I think it's been years he's been trying to divorce this woman. And it's not all on him. A lot of this, and I think Gina realizes that a lot of it has to do with the ex-wife, right?
And some people can be pretty fucking psychotic out there. Like, I mean, there's some fucking weirdos, right? So you never know. And she doesn't want to risk her family either, right? So it
She,
makes total
you're
fucking
making
sense.
shit up, not so nice, because she didn't say she doesn't want to save her family. Like, that would have been a nice reason. I still don't, I
No,
like, I
but she
still.
doesn't want to bring that into her family for them to be like I feel like she was scared.
Well,
Do you
having
feel?
someone claim that you pushed someone down the stairs, like, I'd be scared about that. Like,
Yeah,
that's.
same, but I don't believe she did that. I don't believe Gina would do that,
Well, me
right?
either, but you know, when something gets out into the public, people are going to make assumptions. People are
Yeah.
just going to read the title and be like, oh, Sheena was abusive. I don't believe that. But, having someone coming to your life and isn't letting go of your new partner and isn't like letting you live your life and be happy
Yeah.
and making up rumors about you, what can you
Yeah.
do? Like, you have to, hey, you know what? For this time being, we cannot cohabitate. Like, I
Yeah.
can't. I get it.
You get it? I don't.
Yeah.
I still don't get it,
Really?
but that's just me, because the problem is still there. So if they're still together
But
as a
they're
couple, that nothing changed other than where they're sleeping. You know what I mean? And fucking up the children's lives on both sides because they were used to it. So that's just my opinion.
I don't know.
I get
I
it
still
because
think
I
that
feel
she
like it's
feels
gonna
like.
put a fire under Travis's ass to try to get it wrapped up a little bit quicker, even though it might not be the right approach, but
Yeah, for me, I just find it all that whole situation really weird. That's all. So for me to justify it, I really can't.
oh, fair. Shannon comes back to the table and they're all talking about it. And Gina's obviously upset because Tamara's just brought up this like ridiculous story. And Shannon just looks at Tamara. She's like, you know what? I'm fucking done with you. And she leaves. Not just the restroom, she leaves London.
Yeah, pretty
Leaves her
shitty, eh?
birthday
Her
cake,
fucking
leaves
birthday
everything.
party, her
Yeah.
fucking
And
her
the
expense, I
birthday cake.
guess. I think she invited them, which I feel like she paid for it and by inviting them on this trip, right? And so, and to leave, first off, have it like just fucking ruined, basically. Most of the time was miserable for her, you know? And then to leave, like gone.
And you
Yeah.
guys missed, what about the other important scene that we went to was her getting her enema, remember?
Yeah,
Like
and
that
that's
happened there
actually
too.
today's golden question.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we
Yeah,
want
that
to
was ridiculous.
get into the golden question? Is there anything
Absolutely.
else? Okay. So Shannon almost collapses due to not pooping for several days. Katie buys an enema. She even offers to perform the enema on
Like,
Shannon.
who does that?
What's your go-to method to get your business flowing? Personally, I've never tried an enema.
Neither have I.
Neither
Well,
have
I
I.
can't say neither have I because I feel like maybe when I was a kid, I don't know. I feel
Oh.
like maybe, right? Yeah, I was like, yeah, I feel like maybe I remember that maybe once, but I don't
Yeah, I think
know.
that's something you'd
I don't
remember
know
with
for
the
sure.
tube.
I can't, like, I
No,
can't
but it was a
feel.
little baby one. So anyways, yeah.
Okay.
It was like those booger suckers, you
Okay, got it.
know?
Was someone on the other end breathing in, trying to get the poop out?
No, it was like a little, like, I don't know if you can see me,
I can.
like it was like a
Like a little
little,
squishy thing. It had a little,
yeah, like a
yeah.
little turkey baster,
Yeah.
but a really tiny little tiny one where you squish and it comes like the liquid is there and then you, yeah. Yeah, I think. But no, I haven't done one in older. And I mean, I think part of Shannon's thing was she was already fucking irritated about everything.
Yeah, fair.
You know, like she's you know, she's feeling stressed. Like it I don't think she's had a great time for her birthday with
No,
them,
she
right?
definitely has
So
not had a good
yeah.
I
So
still
I think it
want
was a
to
combo of everything, right?
I still want to know, not so nice, what's your method
Yeah,
about
what is
getting
your method?
business
That's the whole
going?
question.
Oh, if I have a problem, let's say for
Yeah.
3 4 days,
What do you
yeah.
do?
I take one of the laxative pills. But that has to happen like only if it's like where I'm like 4 days and I'm really feeling like maybe, yeah. It doesn't happen very often because usually I'm a little bit more regular, right? Is that enough info for you, Spicy?
Good to know.
But would I ever, even though I love you, Spice, shove it there for you as Katie quickly volunteered to do? No, that wouldn't happen. I'd say shove it up there yourself, you fucking idiot. You think I'm here for that? You need it, do it, and get it over with. That's it.
Awesome.
Well, what's you guys' method?
I've got a couple.
Go ahead, go for it.
So nowadays, I'm not as healthy as I used to be. So I will probably have like a couple of espressos, and I'll also have like not a cigarette, but I have these things that are like they have nicotine in them. They're like these little pouches you put in your gums. It's called snus. So caffeine and nicotine, and I'm good to go. Tequila somehow it helps me get going too. Apparently that is a laxative, tequila. Or no, it's a probiotic. But so those are my unhealthy ways of
And I have to say, I
getting my business
smoke.
going.
Smoking and an espresso is my breakfast usually. So I
Oh,
think
that's why
that's
you're
helps me
regular.
be regular. But there is the odd time that, you know, you're not. But anyways, yes. So espresso and cigarette, yeah, will helps.
What actually does help me a lot is like flax seeds, chia, like all
All
those
the
like
healthy
really
stuff.
heavy duty fiber things. If
Yeah,
I'm
see,
actually
I can't do those.
really having a bad time, it's those heavy duty fiber things are actually gonna the chia seeds really help. They and not so nice. It doesn't taste like anything. Like you can put it into your
I
water
know.
or
I just, you
lemonade.
know me, I don't really do too much healthy.
It doesn't taste like
Unfortunately, I shouldn't
anything.
be
Yeah,
often.
you could even put it in your coffee, really. Just a little tiny bit. It's
Yeah.
has no nutritional value. It's just fiber.
Yeah, I know. I should eat more healthy crap like that in my diet.
What about you, Spice? I feel like you're gonna
Some
have a good one the way
to have a
you're.
good one. The espresso or part of the world where we're from, we have Turkish coffee, and that'll kind of do the trick.
That's strong.
And yeah, just pray to the poopy gods that you can go because it's not pleasant.
No,
But yeah.
it's not.
Yeah, but no
And
enema
that,
for me
yeah.
either. Ever. I
But
don't.
I do know, and I do know that like my mom has issues like that, and she will do the enema. Maybe again, that's a little too much info.
Well, I think that whole scene was a little too much info, really. But
Yeah.
yeah, no, I've never done an enema. I mean, if I really had to, I guess I would do it. But you guys want to know of a really hilarious and actually very effective treatment for having issues with like bathroom problems? It's called a fecal transplant.
What the fuck
And
is that?
I'll explain.
That's, you know what? That's what I
What the
want from
fuck?
you. That's what I want from
What the
you.
fuck is that? That
Not
already
so
is giving
nice.
me creeps.
See, you know what? You give your poo and then you change it, and then I mix it in with my, like, or I drink it and it mixes with my bowels and whatever.
No, you don't drink it. You don't drink it.
They have
You get a
pills too.
donor. You get a donor with a healthy gut microbiome who is
How do
basically
you know they got a
healthy.
healthy micro gut whatever?
They have regular shits. They have very firm, like the optimal poops. They're regular, all this kind of stuff. They eat very healthy. They live in a clean environment, stuff like that. So you get a donor, and what they're going to do is they poop, and the doctor takes it, mixes it up, puts it in basically a turkey baster,
And puts it up to
puts
you.
that inside of you. Lets it sit
You
for
fucking kidding
lets
me?
it incubate for a few hours,
Jesus.
and then
Are you
you
fucking?
and it's very effective.
Yeah,
I
it
learned
changes
about
your.
this. Yeah. I literally
Ew.
did a full case study on this when I was in university. Fecal
That's
transplant.
nasty.
I was gonna say, I'd
Ew.
do it if I had your metabolism, not so nice, and sugar. So yeah, if that would work, I'd do it. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Ew, I wouldn't.
Apparently, it's actually super effective. Like, it's one of the best treatments for getting your gut
Wait,
microbiome.
wait, wait. So does the person who takes the poop get paid for that? Do they
In
sell it for
Canada,
money?
where we live, you're not allowed to receive any payment for any donations of like a body part or your
No,
blood
that's just nasty. Okay, so I
or
thought there was
your
maybe one
fecal
positive there.
matter.
Oh, that's nasty. Never heard of that. Never fucking heard of that. You've heard of that spice?
Oh, yeah.
I've never fucking heard of that, man.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
I learned some new shit with you guys.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
it's hilarious. And the best person to do it with is actually like if you live with someone, so like your partner or like a member of your household
Ew.
is actually the, and so it makes it even worse because you know who the person is, right?
That's disgusting. I'm sorry. That's
Very
disgusting.
effective. It's actually very effective.
That's gross.
Well, anything else from this episode?
No, I think it was a little bit TMI.
Yeah,
Yeah, fuck for sure.
it did get a little TMI.
Ugh.
Well, we're ending on a high note here. That was sugar.
This is spice.
Not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Out for now.